Welcome back to the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. It's dry in a lot of places, Holly. Tree diaper is a product in which you don't need any additional items in order to make it function. You just got to hydrate it and then let nature take over from it. TreeDiaper.com.
Yeah, Tree Diaper is a revolutionary watering system that slowly releases water around the base of any tree or plant as the soil dries. The Tree Diaper is filled with water from rain or when you water and slowly releases water over 3 weeks. No more overwatering or underwatering with the Tree Diaper. Every time it rains, Tree Diaper recharges. No pipes, hoses, or electricity needed. Water your plants with trees, whether they're down by the house, down the road, or in the back 40. Also works under mulch, whether you're a first-time gardener or advanced. Tree Diaper will improve the way you water your plants. Made in the USA, you can find all the sizes they have available at TreeDiaper.com.
TreeDiaper.com. We use it, we're using it, and it's working quite well, just as it is described. Well, we will continue with those five most asked questions that gardeners are asking on social media. We've talked about deer, rabbit, groundhog on your property. We've talked about blossoming root rot. We've also talked about, what else, Holly?
We talked about harvesting potatoes.
Well,
so
now
we have another question.
I got mushrooms in my garden. What's going on?
Yes, that's fine.
Are they good? Are they bad? How do I get rid of them? What does it mean?
They're not necessarily good or bad.
Are they edible?
I wouldn't eat them. I wouldn't let my kids or my dogs eat them, or if you have any sort of outside pet. But it just means that you have some fungus growing there. You have some decomposers going on. Mushrooms are decomposers. They grew there. They found something to eat, and that's what they do. You can leave them. You can mow over them if you want.
Usually in like 2 days, they're gone.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that if you mow over them, right, it's not going to be the end of the world. You just let them be.
Yeah, it's a good thing. If you've got mushrooms in your garden, that's a wonderful thing. If you got them in your straw bale, that's a good thing too. Don't eat them. Now, there is ways of growing mushrooms, edible mushrooms, on your property. But you need to know what you're doing and the proper instructions and the proper companies to buy those spores and all that stuff.
You could even, you know, we've done the kits that we've gotten from the garden centers where you grow them essentially like in your home.
Right.
Which is fun too.
Best mushrooms you ever did eat.
Yeah, those were super delicious.
All right, Holly. Next one is my cucumber leaves are changing colors. What does that mean? Well, it can mean several different things. There are about five different things in which when your cucumber plants discolor is what it means. Now, first of all, cucumbers, and this is something maybe a lot of people are not familiar with, Holly, cucumbers don't grow all season long. They're a short season crop. They don't grow very long. They don't grow for months.
Right.
They need 65 degrees or warmer at root zone before planting. So some people fall in that trap. You plant them too early, they get stunted, they don't produce. We see the discoloration of the leaves from dark green to yellow to dried up. Now, this can be too much water or not enough water, so pick your poison there. Lack of sunlight. People will plant these in an area that are too shady. Cucumbers need a lot of sun, full sun as much as possible. It could be harmful insects, could be getting into your plant or on your plant, laying their eggs, doing damage to them. Insufficient nutrients that may be between the watering and not watering enough and the insufficient nutrients, that's probably your top two there. Insufficient nutrients can be if the leaves are changing color, meaning it's going from green to yellow, that would indicate probably a lack of nitrogen. So there's a way of liquid nitrogen is a way of getting the plant the nitrogen right away. Granular nitrogen or water-soluble nitrogen is a little slower process of getting it picked up. But if you can get ahead of this by regularly feeding your cucumber plants with a all-balance fertilizer throughout the year, like Johnny Appleseed's Organics, that will help continue to feed your plants. And there's a new number of plant diseases in which you can obtain. So what can you do? Well, again, keep your plants watered. Soil needs to be damp, not soggy. And you need to continue to feed your plants if you feel that you are going to have a nutrient deficiency because you may not be planting or may not have the best soil possible.
Right. And, yeah, that's...
And you can always trim back the lower leaves that are dying back. These plants will gradually die back from the bottom up. That's normal. But you can remove some of those lower leaves to clean up the lower area. So that's not a terrible problem. Spacing also helps, not being so cramped. And we have found, and if you've already planted your cucumbers, it's too late for this. We have found if you grow them vertically, that is appears to have the plant seems to grow better because it's off the ground. It doesn't have soil splashing up on the leaves. Easier for the pollinators, easy for the harvester. For you to see what's going on and to see diseases or problems before it's way beyond the point of no return.
Absolutely. So our next question is...
Well, one thing on the cucumbers before you get to that. Some of the problems may be aphids, spider mites, white flies, cucumber beetles, southern corn root worm, or potato leaf hoppers. Now, for the soft-bited insects, you can use the Dr. Zymes Eliminator, drzymes.com/gardentalk. Get your two free samples. You can also find that underneath the money tab at the top of the page of our parent website, thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com. It's an all-natural spray. You can put it right on your plants up to the day of harvest, non-toxic. You don't need anything, any protective gear. A beautiful product that works very well. So just keep in mind, be vigilant. And don't think that, oh, I planted it, I'll come back in 90 days and harvest. That's not how it works. Now, we go to the next one, Holly. That is a very, very popular one that we're seeing everywhere.
What to do with all these Japanese beetles?
Move. Now,
well, you can move, and then they're going to come find you.
Well, so. Yeah. The show originates out of southeast Wisconsin. And 10 years ago, if you saw a Japanese beetle, people thought you were lying.
Yeah, it was very rare.
And now... When people say, you say you've got Japanese beetles, they say, oh, I've got more than you.
Right, yeah.
That's just the way it's worked.
Yeah. And people, you know, do anything from picking them off plants to, I don't know, spraying them or who knows what. But you can have a simple solution by...
Using rescues,
Japanese beetle traps.
Right.
And they
They most of the time they use it wrong. How do you use that trap correctly?
Right. So most people think, okay, I have Japanese beetles right here on the corner of my yard, right by my tomato plants. I'm going to put this Japanese beetle trap here. But what happens is then you feel like you've collected all the Japanese beetles in the neighborhood. And you probably have. So what you want to do is you want to take and put it on the opposite corner of your yard or wherever, away from where they tend to congregate. And then that way... The trap will still catch them and keep them away from your tomato plants, but you won't necessarily pick up all of the ones or invite them all to your yard.
And you think, well, that's counterintuitive. Whether I put it by the infected plant or tree for that matter, or put it over in the corner, they're still going to come. Now, I remember many years ago on the farm, Grandma has trees in the backyard. I forget what type they're. They're more of a compact tree, 15, 20 feet. And they were infested with Japanese beetles. Well, she hung which nobody knew any better back then. She hung the trap directly under the tree. So everything in a quarter mile radius came to that tree. And it looked like you got more than what you really should have because you were inviting them. There is a pheromone trap in that trap to lure them in. And once they get in, they can't get out. So you want to keep it far away. Another product which you can use is Phylum Bioproducts Beetle Gone, Holly.
Yeah, so Beetle Gone is and it's applied to the turf. And
it's summertime now, and the beetles are all over your yard, just like we've talked about, Holly. And they're wreaking havoc, and they're not going to leave easily.
If you're looking to successfully control beetles without damaging the environment, look no further than Beetle Gone from Phylum Bioproducts. It's derived from a naturally occurring soil bacteria. Beetle Gone is the only organic solution that successfully controls beetle invaders. You just mix with powder, the water, and spray on your plants. Once ingested, the targeted pests will stop feeding and they will die.
You can spray it right on your plants. It's BT, it's safe. It will kill the plant. It kill the beetles once they ingest it. So you know, if you got infected, you can just cover the plant, the tree, the shrub, the bush, whatever you have. Not only does Beetle Gone work, but the best part about the product, it's safe. It's beneficial. It's safe for beneficial insects such as bees, butterflies, and ladybugs, and has zero water toxicity. Beetle Gone is where you need to go. BeetleGone.com is the place to get the product to use so you can finally put a stop to the Japanese beetles. Use coupon code GARDENTALK10 to save 10% off your order at BeetleGone.com. Well,
for more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.